Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are less than a week away from the NFL draft, and I don't think we know anything more now than we did a month ago as these general managers are giving their pre-draft press conferences. Joe Shane gave his yesterday. He's giving you zero insight into whether or not they're going to take a quarterback. I mean, it's just very difficult for a team that's not in the top three to have a future quarterback come out of this draft if you're not trading up and taking J.J. McCarthy. Unless you think Michael Penix later in the draft, whether it be late in the first round or in the second round, is your guy. And I think that, you know, Boomer believes that. I think that there's a lot of people that love Michael Penix, maybe more than some of these other guys, but are afraid of the injuries. But this is a classic overrate spot in the draft when you've got three guys that are going to be taken in the top three, Caleb Williams and probably Jaden Daniels and Drake May to the Patriots. And then that fourth pick, which is the Arizona Cardinals pick, they're fielding calls, and it's either going to be the Broncos, it's going to be the Vikings, or it's going to be the Giants that makes a big trade to get up there to draft J.J. McCarthy because he's the next in line, and they can't find a quarterback anywhere else, and then they convince themselves that he is the guy that's going to win them a championship, and then you end up taking someone you shouldn't take. Now, we've seen guys that get really overrated heading into the draft that end up falling, and we get fooled into thinking that they're going to be taken high. For example, Malik Willis. That Malik Willis draft, he was being talked about as a top five guy, maybe even the first guy taken. And then he fell way down into the draft, even past the second round, I believe. But then you had a guy like Zach Wilson, who went all the way up to number two. So I think that I'd be shocked if J.J. McCarthy was not picked fourth at this point by one of these teams that traded up with the Cardinals.
Amazing. It really is. And sometimes teams reach, and not sometimes, oftentimes teams reach. The biggest question I would always have for a general manager and for any of these teams, do you draft for need? Do you draft for best player available? Because there, you can make the case for both sides. You know, if you're drafting best player available, it makes your team deeper. If you're drafting for need, it makes your team, you would think, fit better. But at the same time, when I look at the Giants and I look at the quarterback position, if you're not getting one of those top three, if I go back 2 months ago, the next grouping was second round talent, essentially.
That's exactly what I say every year.
Right.
Somebody gets overrated because it's the next guy and there's so many quarterback needy teams that they convince themselves that they love the guy.
So to me, if I'm the Giants and I'm not trading up to get one of those top three guys, you've got other needs on this team where you're going to get and could get a great player where you're at if you don't make a move. I also would not be opposed to slotting down for a desperate team. Maybe have multiple first-round picks or add a second-round pick, whatever the case might be. I do think with what they have in the quarterback room right now, I think this team would be, depending on what they do in the draft too, I don't think this is a bad team. Do I think they're a Super Bowl champion team? Absolutely not. But I also don't think drafting a J.J. McCarthy puts them there either or any closer to it. There was an interesting question posed to Joe Shane yesterday, and that was, how do you feel, or how would you feel, if you passed on a guy that became a superstar or took a guy that you thought was going to be a star and he turned out to be a bust? And he answered the question in circles and didn't really answer it. But to me, you have to stick to your board. You've got to stick to what you think of the player, how he fits your team, and how he fits the spot that's vacant or that you're looking to fill, rather than just reaching. And I tell you, we did it a month ago when I went through the drafts over the last however many years. More quarterbacks miss than make.
Yeah, and this is the problem, though, because and you wonder why it happens every single year. The reason it happens every single year that people essentially don't learn their lesson is, where else are you going to get the franchise quarterback? Because when you hit on the guy, he stays there forever.
Sure.
So the Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, they stay there forever. So now you're essentially left with the guys who don't make it. Like Sam Darnold is currently the starting quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings. Guys like that who bounce around. You know, someone who's actually done a really nice job and got a contract, Baker Mayfield. But still, you don't think Baker Mayfield's going to be good enough to win you a Super Bowl. So then you got those guys that flamed out or was a backup somewhere that you're giving an opportunity to. And it's like, or you get a guy who's at the end of his career that becomes either a cap casualty or they don't want to pay him anymore. Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why this happens every single year. And it's also because of the way that the cap is set up. Because if you hit on one of these young guys, you are set up like the next couple of years, like for the Houston Texans, are going to be amazing if CJ Stroud continues to play that well, because they don't have to pay him for a couple
of
years.
Not yet.
So, this is why you say, all right, why do you keep buying scratch-offs when you've only won $10 in the last 4 years? Because there's still a chance that I can win $1 million.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.